I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, if you're watching on the stream, stream's up. White Brian's got it, or it'll be up soon, whatever. I'm wearing a Terps quarter zip. Bang. Look at it on the stream. Yeah. Underneath that, I have a Maryland polo shirt. I'm Maryland out today, B.
Yeah. Why are you having a Maryland hat?
I don't have a Maryland hat.
Bar Jeff.
Jeff looks good. Jeff, get over here and show your world to the stream. Jeff looks great today. We have Maryland pride. That's what they want us all to promote. Maryland pride. Bang. Look at Jeff Walker showing off his vendor badge. Can we please just have a functional athletic department? Is that asking too much? Is that asking too much, Brian?
Hey, my
you played college
has,
athletics
my
at the highest
great
level.
Athletic department.
No, don't turn me down. Turn me up. Dog, what are we doing? This is the best basketball team this university has had in a long time. Uh-huh. I don't want to get into, like, who, what, when, where, right? Because I don't know. The 2020 team was good. COVID robbed them. There's this whole sliding doors thing of what happened if COVID doesn't hit. Turge gets to go on that tournament run. But it hit. That's the universe, dude. Yeah. We don't control the damn universe.
It's the past.
This is the best basketball team the University of Maryland has had in some time.
Yep.
They're the 4 seed. They play today. And instead, all we get is palace intrigue, drama, BS. I'm going to try real hard not to curse, but I want to curse a lot.
Don't curse.
I'm going to try.
The FCC takes care of that.
The FCC won't let me be. seriously, Mike. I just am so over this stuff, dude. And here's what I know. The athletic directors in my time, since I was a student to now, Debbie Yao, Kevin Anderson, and now Damon Evans, just make it harder for the coaches to succeed. Please find me an athletic director that's focus is on the school and the kids and not their own personal gain. Mm-hmm. Is that asking too much?
No.
This man shook my hand Sunday night. I was there Sunday night. I was in the Xfinity Center. I talked to Coach Freeze. I talked to Coach Willard. I wish them well. I'm a proud alum. I want the basketball teams to do good. They're both 4 seeds. Maryland, the men play today. The women host the game tomorrow. This man shook my hand Sunday night, and now he's out the door for SMU. I don't care. Go get rich. You know what they got in SMU? Oil money. Get all of it.
Yeah.
Wait a week. Wait a week. Let the kids play today. Wait a week.
I don't know. I don't know if I – listen, everybody
I may
moves.
Not have all the facts, B.
Yeah, but everybody moves, and everybody is going to move when they want to move, and SMU probably said, we want you now, whatever. But it could be something that Willard uses to galvanize his team. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be nothing that destroys a team. The team doesn't care about the athletic director anyway. The actual guys on that team need to be focused on their basketball, and if they go out there and handle their business, they'll be okay. But if they are someone worrying about the AD, you got a problem. And I would believe the coach has their mind completely away from the AD.
Dog, there's so many things I can say that I know that I'm not going to because I don't want any of this to be personal. And as much as it's hard for me to rationalize that people listen, I know people listen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I know is I have seen up close and covered up close dysfunctional athletic organizations. And any time you have palace intrigue, it undercuts what the operation is trying to do. There are a ton of good people working in athletics in College Park.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's this constant feeling of I could get knifed in the back at any moment, if it feels like Caesar's on the steps on March 15th every damn day you walk in, it ain't going to work. And dude, you and I saw it in Ashburn for 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't function. And I just hope we can get to a space where things function there without the Ides of March and the sword of Damocles hanging over everybody's head at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to just move forward. I just want to talk about the basketball
game. We have a great basketball game coming up today.
Dog, what are we doing here? Let's talk about yesterday. We were here. I got two funny stories to start the day. I'm going to try to keep my wits about me. So we had a blast here yesterday.
We may have to switch it to the Axe of JP today.
No, I don't know. Ask me, man. I don't know, man.
Lanfield, what you think about that?
I don't know, man.
JP's on fire. We have to ask JP today, not be Mitch, right?
I'm all in.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Anybody from Maryland, call and ask JP.
I don't think it's a good idea.
We can do this at 10:30.
I don't think it's a good idea for anybody. CJ's on TV. Goodness gracious. So we had a great day here yesterday. And then I was meeting you at the hockey game.
Uh-huh.
I got to moderate a panel, Brian.
Uh-huh.
I don't moderate many panels. Mayor Bowser's office asked me to moderate.
They should have somebody moderating you.
Yo, you imagine if the people that asked me yesterday to moderate their panel listen to the first 10 minutes of radio today.
They're like, who is this guy? That wasn't him last night.
So it was cool, though. And the only reason they wanted me was because it was about the value of sports teams to the city. And I think there's a ton of value.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like of our station, of the Junks, you and I, and then Grant and Danny, you and I were the only ones when Monumental announced they were going to Virginia. Everybody's like, cool, new stadium. You and I were like, nah, man, you're going to gut the city.
Yeah.
Business is business, and I understand it, but I was really happy.
I also told you the people in Virginia wasn't going to let it happen.
That's a good point. What's my lady's name down in Norfolk?
I forgot.
That lady.
Allen Iverson's aunt. No, D'Angelo Hall's aunt.
She's about her business down there. I was really, really happy that the city and Monumental were able to reach a deal, and they're going to redo Chinatown and that arena, and it's going to be dope, and I'm excited about that. Nats Park has brought life to Navy Yard in a way that was Louise Lucas.
Yeah, yeah.
Nats Park has brought life and business and money to Navy Yard in a way that was unimaginable 20, 30 years ago. And I think a revamped RFK can do that, too. And I think there is a way to walk and chew gum, people. You can build RFK and have this dope stadium and provide, low-income housing.
Low-income housing, you make a lot of money. You can bring different events to the city that you can't get right now.
The Final Four, pro wrestling, whatever
Olympics.
You want. Yeah, dude. And
World Cup.
And dude, maybe they don't build the housing right there, but you know what more money does? Allowed you to build housing somewhere. Elsewhere, yeah, wherever it might be.
There you go.
There's a way for all these things to happen. And so it was cool for me to moderate this panel. There's Monumental was represented. The Nats were represented. The Washington Spirit was represented, which is just an awesome organization that I've gone to games. I have bought tickets to go to games I had. And then my man Gus, who you met, who was there from JLL as kind of the developer side, kind of telling you what needs to happen from a dollar perspective,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think it's important to have like an understanding of what the deal looks like when you have these conversations. So it was a cool conversation. But a really nice woman introduced the panel, right? And
And she works in the mayor's office in various departments. There were a lot of – one thing you learn about politics, man, especially local politics, there's a lot of people that got to get their 5 minutes of talking.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they got to thank a bunch of people. It was a great event, but I learned a lot about the local political scene. And this woman – I'm not going to name names, but she was lovely. She was very kind. But she said, you know, I'm not the biggest sports person. And she introduced me. Very kind. Guess my introduction.
Did you call your different name?
Good old J.P. Finlay.
Finlay. Hey. See.
And I knew it was coming. I was sitting there.
She did
I was
it
like,
just
oh,
how
man.
It's spelled, dog.
Well, B, Finlay. You know me. I got to make stuff complicated, man. I know how it's spelled. You know why it's spelled that way? So my grandparents, both my father's parents, were Northern Irish Catholic. And people may or may not be familiar, but there was some trouble over there for the Catholics. And so my dad jokes that they couldn't afford the expensive boat to America, so they got on the cheap boat to Scotland. And during that immigration process, L-E-Y became L-A-Y. Like, they just, some dude wrote it down different, and bang, J.P. Finlay exists, right?
So his name really is Finlay,
yeah,
with the E-Y.
Right.
But you're going to start spelling it like that.
There's B. Mitch on TV with a big old glass of red. Pino? That Pino? Looks dark for Pino. That's that Pino looks like Noir. A cab.
Nah, that's Pino.
Okay. There's Tana Man. So we had a really cool event, and I really enjoyed it. Then we went to the Caps game. We both got to be there for Ovi. I was with you when – actually, I might have been upstairs at that point.
Yeah.
But Landfill, I think I'm just going to be a roller coaster all day. We might just have – that's way too low, Jeff. We might just have to deal with me. But – the Caps are a wagon. They clinched the playoffs.
Ovi scored again.
Ovi 7 away, dude.
8-8-8.
This is a record nobody thought would ever be broken, and here we are. Like,
yeah,
we're on the doorstep.
Yes.
And when he didn't score Tuesday against the Wings, I said he's got to score against Philly. Guess what he did? Score against Philly.
I'm looking for a hat trick coming up here real soon.
They have a game Saturday against the Panthers.
Get real, real interesting.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B, I gotta be honest, man. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I need the Scotty's or the Red Bull today.
All you need is Red Bull because you got enough Scotty's.
We're drinking Diet Coke.
It's still on you today, brother.
Nah, dog. I didn't have a drink until like damn near 7 o'clock.
Yeah, by 8 o'clock, you're caught up. I'm not gonna lie, Jay. One thing about you, you know I'm gonna look drunk all the time. To be honest with you. I'm serious. That's just your look. But once you have a couple drinks, you can't hide it.
Imagine the boss is like, yeah, let's send those two to the casino for the first couple days of March Madness.
I ain't gonna lie, one day we were somewhere, it was like one morning, and part of the workers, we did, and like, I don't know, we were doing one of these, like, remotes.
Yeah.
And the guy said, yo, man, Jay was drinking already? I say, he just looked like that. Because I think you had a rough night.
It bothers my wife because my eyes, My eyes always give it away.
Bruh, you
know, I should wear sunglasses.
Listen, bruh.
I should go Ray Charles. Just wear sunglasses around all the time.
Like, you know, people tell me, man, B. Mitch. Well, Logan Paul will say, bruh, I don't know how you do it. I said, what are you talking about? He said, last night, I watched you. You couldn't have walked a straight line for just 2 feet. He said, you're the first person up smiling. I said, I drink water before I go to sleep, bro. Flush my system, dog.
What a world. Shout out to Logan Paul. All right. If you're watching on the stream, we have a number of brackets. We are 16 games in, right? 16 games yesterday?
Yeah.
Now, Heavy Metal Chris kindly scored these, but didn't give me a number, so we're going to have to count live on air, but that's fine. We will start with the only Super Bowl champion amongst us. This is Brian Mitchell's bracket. Oddly, did not write in cursive. This is throwing me off. I'm not used to seeing you write in script.
I know how to do everything, dog.
I believe you. All right, we start in the South bracket, top left as you're looking. B. Mitch picked Auburn. Auburn won, did not cover, cost me $100. Thanks a lot, White Brian. I think you owe me $50. Creighton won and covered, made the 100 back. We'll call it square, White Brian. B. Mitch, 2 for 2 so far. Michigan played UC San Diego. You called for an upset, B.
Yeah.
You called for the Tritons.
Didn't happen.
Did not happen.
Yeah.
Wolverines persevered. B is now 2 of 3. You correct. A lot of people liked Yale. I thought it got to be too buzzy, and I think A&M just has athletes that Yale's not going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M won. Yale went down. All right, in the South region, B-Mitch went 3 of 4.
Yeah.
You keep track of the numbers, okay? More importantly, B, your only loss, you didn't have them advancing. So that one doesn't really hurt you.
Yeah.
We go down to the West region, the bottom left of your bracket. B had Mizzou beating Drake. Mizzou lost.
Yeah.
B had Texas Tech taking down UNC Wilmington. Shout out to Rice.
Remember I told you I did that 2 days ago? I did bet on Drake, though.
Attaboy.
I feel that I was like, here we go. I don't care.
Not a lot of bets on Drake getting paid this year, so good for you. So Texas Tech wins. Bang. B had that. You had Kansas over Arkansas. Arkansas won. Lost that one. Then you had the Johnnies in the nightcap.
That game was close to the end, Kansas-Arkansas.
It was. It was. Yeah. So you went 2 of 4 there, 3 of 4 there. That is 5 of 8.
Five and three.
However you want to keep track. All right. Now we go to the East region. Only 2 games in the East region, right? Which is kind of odd. But
VCU let me down.
How much money you pay to VCU over the years?
Over $100,000.
Don't you think the least they could do is win a damn basketball game for you? Can I make a quick aside? What worries me from that VCU result is, you know what VCU had? Now, BYU is just a good team.
Yeah, they didn't have them going forward neither.
Right, but BYU might have beat them no matter what. But you know what VCU had to deal with this week?
What?
Coach distractions. BS distractions. Because the coach is going to UVA and everybody knows it.
To the bracket.
I'm just saying, dog, I'm worried.
But I need you to stick
concerns.
I need you to stick to the bracket.
All right, so you lost VCU, so you're now 5 and 4. You had Scani. You are 6 and 4. Now we're in the Midwest. A lot of Midwest games last night.
Clemson.
You had Houston. Houston covered. Shout out to the Cougars. Shout out to Kelvin Sampson.
There we go.
Gonzaga covered. Shout out to the Bulldogs. Shout out to Mark Few. You had both of those 2 of 2. Clemson Tigers.
And they got me going forward 2 weeks. Yeah,
you had them going to the Sweet 16. So B loses his first Sweet 16 team.
No, I had them going to the
Sweet 16.
Yeah.
You had Purdue beating High Point. That was a trendy upset. You were on the right side of that. You had Utah State taking out the Bruins. Doc Walker somewhere shaking his head at you.
Hey, man.
As is Logan Paulson and Adam Peters, I might add.
Hey.
And – damn, you didn't – you rarely talk about a random college basketball team, and you have talked about Wofford more than I've ever heard you talk about any other
– I didn't take them.
You didn't take them.
I was smart.
You were smart. All right. So I've completely lost track of how you've done.
Okay, so –
You were 5 and 3 here.
1, 2, 3, 4.
6 and 4. 7, 8, and 5. 9 and 5. We work in 9 to 5. 9 and 6. 10 and 6.
10 and 6.
All right. B. Mitch in the gate with 10 points. Now we have my bracket. I see a lot more red on my bracket, B. Damn. Okay. Here we go. I picked Auburn. Shout out to the War Eagle. 1-0. I picked Louisville, even though I later bet on Creighton, but I picked Louisville.
Yeah, 9-7.
I am 1-1. I picked Michigan. Shout out to me. I picked Yale. 2-2 in the South bracket. Then we go down south, or west rather. I picked Drake. I'm now 3-2. I picked UNCW into the Sweet 16. Oops. UNCW lost. I picked Arkansas and St. John's. So that's what? 5-3? 5-3 on the left side of the bracket. We go to the right side of the bracket. I had BYU and I had Montana. So I am 6-4. I believe you were 6-4 when we got to
Midwest Virginia. Yeah, but I beat you by one. You're 9-7. I'm 10-6.
You did a lot better. I have Houston. Then I had Georgia, even though I bet the other way. Then I had Clemson into the Sweet 16. Then I had High Point. Great. So that went poorly. And then I had UCLA and Tennessee. Now, I've only lost two Sweet 16 teams. You had only lost one. If UCLA beats Tennessee, I'm going to be in business, though. That's going to be a banger right there if I get
if.
It. It's a lot of ifs.
Yeah.
I think, I believe.
Two of your teams gone. You got two teams gone.
You have one gone.
Yeah.
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 A lot of football left.
I'm beating you.
I believe his name is Mick Cronin, head coach of the UCLA Bruins. I believe I have that correct. He's a really good tournament coach. So I believe in the Bruins. I believe in Doc Walker. I believe in Logan Paulson. I believe in Tyus Edney. I believe in Adam Peters, and you don't.
You kissing up to all those guys. I think, care less.
You think Tyus Edney's listening to the program?
Yeah, he might be.
Cameron Dollar?
Everybody listen.
All right, so I got 9 points. B has 10. Who do we have now? Professor Landini? It's so
Landfill
hot.
Rolling, boy.
All right, Landfill.
12-4. Woo!
Landfill got the first four right. Auburn, Creighton, Michigan, A&M. Damn. He had Drake, Texas Tech. He did pick Kansas to beat Arkansas. That's his first loss. Landfill started 6-0. And then St. John's. So he is 7-1 on the left side of your bracket. Had BYU and Wisconsin. Then he had Houston, but he had Georgia and Clemson, Purdue, Purdue, whatever you prefer. Had Utah State. A lot of Bruin disrespect around here.
12-4.
That's good, Landini. Landini, what was your
good
strategy?
Good shot there, Landfill.
Yeah, my strategy was I didn't like VCU, so I picked BYU. And I picked Kansas because Arkansas is a stupid name, but unfortunately that was a loser for me.
Why do you not like VCU? Because it's full of hipsters?
You know, I think they get too much run. And I also picked Grand Canyon today.
Are you a Mason guy? Is that why you hate VCU?
Nah, I couldn't care any less about George Mason. I also picked Grand Canyon today to troll you personally, so I'm really hoping that one comes off. The program is in turmoil. I don't think the kids are going to be able to concentrate.
I'm fully aware of why you picked Grand Canyon.
You probably shouldn't have started the show off like that, because you know he's going to eat you up now.
I want to be
clear.
You
got some more Nickelback to play today?
No more Nickelback. If Maryland loses, I'm taking Monday off. Just letting the world know that. If they lose the second round, I might be able to persevere. If they lose today, y'all won't see me till Tuesday. Let the cluster buster know. When we come back, Jeff Two Funnies bracket. See some red on here. Jeff also has very nice handwriting. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. John Walton's going to join us in about 10 minutes. Walton called the action last night. Big old Caps win. Clinched the playoff spot.
Yeah.
They're going to be the one seed in the East.
They're the first team to clinch, right?
I believe. Is Winnipeg not clinch?
I thought they were the first team.
Okay. I believe you. We can ask Walton for clarification.
Yeah.
Winnipeg.
Well, I didn't say I think. I read it on TV when they were doing something this morning.
All right. Winnipeg has 100 points, and the Caps have 100 points. I think if the playoffs started today, they would play the Rangers in the first round. Maybe not. Maybe it would be the Canadiens. You ever been to Montreal?
No.
Montreal.
From where?
Here.
That's a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, it was long. It was like we did these like
college. Toronto was fun, though.
We did these college trips to Montreal to go skiing. All right, more brackets, baby. We have Jeff Two Funnies bracket. Jeff, would you like to get on a microphone just in case we insult you? Give you a chance to fire back. Jeff called the Auburn Tigers. Congratulations. Jeff had the Louisville Cardinals beating the Creighton Blue Jays. B, that was a battle of the birds.
Yeah.
Blue Jays prove more powerful. Blue Jays are mean-ass birds.
Yeah,
you ever seen them in your yard? They beef.
They go after birds.
Yeah.
All kind of birds. They'll chase big hawks and all that stuff
until
that hawk get tired of them.
Gangster-ass birds. So Jeff is 1-1. Then he had the Michigan Wolverines and the Texas A&M Aggies. Jeff's 3-4. 3-1, yeah. We're in the West, down south, at the bottom.
Jeff's 11-5.
Jeff called Drake. B, if you keep saying everything, we're going to have to come up with other segments. So no. Let me go through them slow.
You're going
to
talk it anyway. Drake, you can't add up that quick.
I certainly can't. Drake, Texas Tech, good job there, Jeffrey. Jeff had Kansas. Jeff, what was your process to pick Kansas over Arkansas?
I just thought Kansas would make it. They're a blue blood school.
Profound. St. John, he also is a producer.
Yep.
He should be well-versed in the audio arts, right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he know to put the microphone next to his mouth?
It's right in front of my
mouth. Nah, it's like.
And I have a strong voice,
JP.
I got a pretty
strong
voice. That
sounds much better right there.
Yeah.
But it's like touching my lip. I got to go wash my face now.
I don't let it touch your lip.
Remind me not to use that mic, dude. That mic.
Let me see if I get that marking on it. I know it.
That mic is gross. Jeff had Houston and Gonzaga. He missed this whole sub-regional here. Clemson and High Point loses Clemson into the Sweet 16. Illinois and Kentucky haven't played yet. UCLA and Tennessee. All right, so Jeff is what, B?
11-5.
And he lost one Sweet 16 team. So far, I'm the leader in the clubhouse and lost Sweet 16 teams, so that's great. Now we have White Brian, who writes like a legit fifth grader. And
what name did he put?
Yo, he wrote White Brian on his sheet, which is just tremendous. Just really, White Brian, I appreciate people that lean into who they are, and you're doing it, pal. White Brian started hot. Auburn, Creighton, Michigan, A&M, 4-4. Then he had Mizzou because he believes in the SEC, and Mizzou lost. Texas Tech to beat the UNC Wilmington Seahawks, won that one. Kansas, and then the Johnnies. So he is 6 of 8, no Sweet 16 teams lost yet. He had BYU. He had the Mormons over the hipsters in BYU versus VCU. But he had the Montana Grizzlies. White Brian, you are our college basketball insider, and I believe you said you loved Montana in that game. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Money Williams let me down.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, money wasn't money yesterday, dog.
They didn't even cover. They were getting 16.5 and lost
by 19. They were in it for a while, and then the wheels fell off at the end.
You know what in it gets you? Nothing. Houston, Gonzaga, you had Clemson and High Point, like many of us. You had Clemson in the Sweet 16. You lost all those. More UCLA disrespect. You had Utah State, the Fighting Bobby Wagners. Utah State lost, but you had Tennessee. So White Brian finishes what, B? 1, 2.
He's 10-6.
10-6. So, is Jeff the leader right now?
No, Landfill is.
Landfill's got 12.
Jeff's
12 got 11.
And 4, Jeff 11-5. Brian and I 10-6.
I'm the
you
loser.
You are 9-7.
Perfect. That's
yeah.
My boy Rudy, who I love, runs this big old pool, right? And he's like, "Yo, you're not getting in my pool." I said, "No, I'm terrible at these, and I'm going to stop doing them, except for this one. This is the one I'm doing."
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Heavy Metal Chris. No surprise, because he actually wrote Metal Chris on his thing, and his handwriting is very metal-y.
looked like somebody from Kiss wrote his name.
I don't know, but I think we might have a new loser, or at least tied with me.
Chris
had Auburn, and then he lost all of the rest of the South bracket. He had Louisville, San Diego, and Yale. Chris putting Yale into the Sweet 16. Chris, you don't strike me as an Ivy Leaguer, bro.
No, you're not.
Another audio guy that is unable to speak into a microphone. What a world we live in. All right, we're going to keep going because I got a break. He did not call Drake to beat Missouri. He got Texas Tech, Arkansas, St. John's. Of course, Chris had the hipsters in VCU. They lost. He had Scotty correctly. Houston, then he lost Georgia. Good call on McNeese State, Chris. And then he had Purdue, UCLA, and Tennessee. Chris only lost one Sweet 16 team, and it was Yale.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
And so he's 10-6 as well.
The real reason is.
Am I indefinite last? Yeah. Great. When we come back, John Walton joins the show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.